What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So yesterday I was talking about what was going on in Minneapolis as it relates to immigration. One of the side issues in Minneapolis and Minnesota is this fraud that's been uncovered as it relates to a number of federally financed grant programs that go through the states, and the states actually manage it. And what we are finding out is that the state didn't manage it very well. There were not a lot of internal controls. There were a lot of missed deadlines for reports as to where this money was actually going. And there were not any on-site inspections being conducted to see whether or not these individuals that we were sending millions upon millions of dollars to were actually doing what they said they were doing. At some point in time on a timeline, revelations about these abuses come to the forefront. The political structure there in Minnesota decided to look the other way. In fact, most recently, whistleblowers have provided evidence to suggest that they've been telling folks for years about these abuses. And instead of going after these individuals who were stealing your taxpayer dollars, they started attacking the whistleblowers, following them, monitoring them on the social networks, threatening their jobs, threatening that they're not going to be able to advance in government work anymore. And it list just goes on and on and on. And we've not yet heard from them formally. It's going to be interesting once they start testifying before congressional hearings of the breadth and depth of this fraud. The U.S. attorney who prosecuted, because some of these folks have already been prosecuted, have already been sentenced, has said that in Minnesota this could go above $9 billion. There are other estimates that are like four times that number. So let me get to my point. The Vice President J.D. Vance announced the other day a Deputy Attorney General to investigate fraud in these federal-state relationships, these financing and funding programs that the federal government's providing the money, the state is putting up some money, some match in this respect, but they're managing all the money. And what they're finding is that there is a huge problem, that states just are not doing what they need to do to monitor these dollars. In fact, in California, a recent audit showed that several of the state departments are struggling with internal controls in relative to distributing taxpayer-funded grants. And this is what's leading to this potential fraud. Federal authorities saying, we need to look into this. The report was 544 pages. It was released last month, and they flagged 10 different federally funded programs in the state that they didn't even follow the rules, the basic rules, of how to distribute federal grant money. So they're concerned. There were no monitoring procedures performed. The vast majority of this money that's being managed by the state is federal money. No skin off their proverbial derriere, right? They don't have that much skin in the game. We just give it out. We're good folks. Everybody loves us because we're giving them money. So the federal government is asking of state government to conduct investigations. Some are willing to cooperate, and they're finding fraud. Go figure. They're finding, like in one case, when they're trying to reconcile federal dollars and how the state accounts those federal dollars, in one of the programs in California, there was a $126 million conflict. They're not able, the auditors could not verify the accuracy of the reported expenses, which highlights the lack of effective internal controls and the fact that they're missing all the deadlines as it relates to timely and accurate reporting. And then it even gets worse because you have recipients and then sub-recipients, and the trail goes, in some cases, forever, trying to make these connections. And then in the end, what they find out is none of this was reported, not only to the state, but to the federal government as well. Which leads us to back to Minnesota. Federal agents have been investigating a Somali immigrant operation for years. Years. They've been tracking and flagging money, cash, being moved through the Minneapolis airport in suitcases. Much to the Somalis' credit, I guess they take the time to understand the rules and the regs of the United States. They declare the money. They told them, yeah, we're sending this money back to our origin country. The thing is that most of these people are on Medicaid. They don't have a job. Of course, they didn't run all of this out at that point in time, but they tracked and flagged about $136 million in bulk cash in outbound luggage at the John Glenn Columbus International Airport.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, extraordinary amounts of money. They began to look deeper, and what they found is that this cash would be handed off to subsequent couriers that would travel from Minneapolis to Dubai through Amsterdam. And once it got to Dubai, they were no longer able to track who the ultimate recipient was of this money. But they really couldn't get, the TSA really couldn't get anybody involved, you know, that are interested in this. And before it was all said and done, that $136 million ended up being, by 2025, $700 million in cash, in luggage, leaving the Minneapolis airport. Now, let me put this in context for you about how out of bounds this truly is. The cash movements out of that Minnesota airport was 90 to 99 times larger than the total amounts moved out of major international airports like JFK in New York City or Seattle or Atlanta. Much bigger cities than Minneapolis, right? 99 times greater and larger. Recently, the Senate Homeland Security Committee Chairman Rand Paul, this is really top of mind for him now. He said the Somalis were so good at it, they were sending hundreds of millions of dollars back overseas. He believes that we're at the tip of the iceberg. When you go to the airport, you have to check off a box when it goes through the airport cash, and they weren't even hiding that fact. They were sending it back. So the poor Somali sent like $700 million over the last couple of years back across the Atlantic. And this story just goes on and on and on and on. More than 90 defendants, mostly of Somali descent, have been indicted, and about half have already been convicted of crimes, according to U.S. prosecutors that have worked on this case. Now, the reason that this is really necessary is it's not just Minnesota. In fact, just recently, Haitian and Yemeni immigrants have also been charged with stealing tens of millions of dollars from SNAP. You've heard about SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps, right? SNAP's administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and state agencies. Same relationship over again. They utilize electronic benefit transfer cards to purchase qualifying SNAP food items. You have any number of foreign nationals in any number of states that have been involved in SNAP fraud, to include Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maine, Ohio. The list goes on and on and on. New York. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. So Ted Cruz and John Cornyn are going to introduce some legislation that if you are involved in these types of activities, because it's not clear right now and there's been a reluctance to do so, you're out of the country. You lose any right you ever had to become a citizen, and you're deported. And that's the way it should be, right? So two Haitians recently in Boston, they owned little bitty bodegas. One was about 150 square feet, a 150 square foot bodega. And the other one was about a 500 square foot bodega. Haitians Antonio Bonheur and a naturalized citizen, and Saul Alesmi, a legal permanent resident, were charged with food stamp fraud by the U.S. attorney for Massachusetts. They pumped millions through these two little bitty bodegas, one 150 square foot and the other 500 square feet. They pumped more SNAP money through those two places than any full-service supermarket in Boston. Bonheur's monthly SNAP redemptions exceeded $100,000 a month. He had a 150-square-foot bodega, with many months exceeding $300,000. And at times, certain times of the year, probably New Year's Eve, Christmas, that, you know, $500,000 in a month. By comparison, one full-service supermarket in the same area only redeemed $82,000 a month in SNAP benefits. So the federal authorities go undercover, and this is what they uncovered. That they worked the these individuals, they worked the cash registers, two little bitty small stores, 150 square foot, 500 square foot, and exchanged SNAP benefits for cash. They maybe gave them 40 cents on a dollar. You had a $100 SNAP card, we give you $40. And we can go buy $100 worth of goods and sell that and make a profit on top of that. And they sold liquor in exchange for SNAP benefits as well. But this is what they where they really got creative. They sold these things called mana packs. And mana packs were produced by a nonprofit called Feed My Starving Children. They were distributed for free. They took these products, a vitamin and mineral fortified rice meal and potato packs that were high in nutrients to help malnourish and impoverished children. And they were selling them for $8 each and profiting from the food intended for humanitarian relief. I mean, this is crazy what's going on in this country. Both stores carried so little legitimate food inventory that there was no way that they could generate the lawful revenue in these amounts. They're little bitty stores, 150 feet, 500 square feet. I mean, crazy. But pumping all kinds of money through this. And the stories go on and on in New York. Another SNAP scheme, $20 million, same thing, affecting a number of different states, people ordering over the Internet, transacting on these SNAP benefits, and you know, and then complaining that they were defrauded. They engaged in a scheme that they knew was defrauding the system. They didn't get anything. And then they're complaining to the authorities that they got scammed. But they knew it was a scam going in. I mean, it's absolutely crazy what's happening here. And there doesn't seem to be a willingness to cut this out at all. At all. In this one case, an individual from Yemen, he's a licensed real estate agent. He was born in the U.S. He worked, he's a He's a graduate from a New York college. He worked in information technology. He was an Uber driver. And his hobby is reading on ethical hacking. Now, he impacted Oklahoma residents and others, and there was no way of getting any of these funds back. Now, here's the real thing in the end. And the one thing that we all should be completely irritated and aggravated with. So as these cases start to come to fruition in state after state after state after state about the amount of fraud going on in this free money that's being given out, the Secretary of Agriculture, Brooke Rollins, has required state agencies to share state SNAP data to ensure that illegal immigrants aren't getting benefits meant for American families. As of December 29th of 2025, end of December of 2025, 29 states have complied. 21 Democratic states, Democratic-led states, refused to comply. And what did they do? They sued the secretary. Sued the secretary. And in a lot of those states, the USDA has already uncovered massive fraud. They don't want the truth to come out. They can't afford the truth to come out because, not unlike Tim Walz in Minnesota, a lot of these folks are going to end up resigning because allegedly you're going to have whistleblowers. Allegedly you're going to have the same routine repeated over and over and over again where they all knew, but they were afraid of the political consequences for doing the right thing. If you're aware of fraud, the USDA asks that you call 1-800-424-9121. 1-800-424-9121. This is just another incident. These are a series of incidents that cause us to fight to get our country back, because it is being stolen from us $1 at a time. We'll be right back.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.